of September 1971 in the office of Mr. Millinger near at the Amp Company, Amp Deutschland, near Frankfurt.
We're on business.
How far you want to...
Is it enough?
I'm Heinz Millinger, and presently employed with Amp Deutschland. This is a sister company of Amp Incorporated, Harrisburg. And I am here, the chief engineer of this subsidiary. We are in the business of electrical connections of all sorts, connectors, cables, leads, and so forth. It's a whole spectrum of things. Now this actually is quite a bit different from the original experience that I collected, namely experience in the field of rocketry. But at the time I came back to Germany, the effort in rocketry was relatively small and weak and not so interesting to me that I tried to find another job and hooked up first with Stemmer Electric International Company, participated in building the first big nuclear power plant here in Germany, and after this came to Amp Deutschland. Now, originally, or the way I got into the missile effort was rather funny and went around a few corners, so to say. I was from 1937 on studying at a little college called Bad Frankenhausen in Thuringia, in the south side of the Schiffhäuser Mountains. And when the war started in 1939, I started my last semester to finish in spring of 1940. Certainly, at this beginning of the war, almost everybody able was drafted into the army, but students were at the time still accepted, but we were asked to make an exam a little bit ahead of time to be available at an earlier date for our draft or whatever. Everybody had been, since all were over 18 years, assigned to some, troop segment already. But it didn't come to this, because sometime in December, it was just a few days before Christmas, about 10 of my friends and myself got a letter from the employment office in Sondershausen, was a near larger town, and this letter simply stated that we had to be on the 27th of December at a place called Peenemünde on the island of Usedom and report for duty.
Had you ever heard of that before?
Never heard of it before.
Had you had any previous interest in rocketry or missiles?
I personally had some interest in rockets and more actually in flying, but this thing, well, at that time we didn't even know that there was any rocket business involved. what we found out later on was that Ernst Steinhoff, who was actually the director of guidance and control at Peenemünde at that time already, he used to be a teacher at this college some years earlier, and he still knew some people there, and asked the director of the school to pick for him 10 people with certain prior experience, for example, that has been involved in precision mechanics, or I used to be at Telefunken, a well-known company before, and had thought and did work practically there for a couple of years to prepare for study. So these people were selected indirectly by Ernst Steinhoff, and Peenemünde probably had the green light at the beginning of the war, at least, to draft people from everywhere. He just got this letter from the employment office to report for duty at this place and time. So there was a final exam arranged for us 10 people to still before Christmas to have at least some final document in our hands. And after this we went home, and right after Christmas those people, which incidentally not all of them knew before that they were going to the same place, because these letters letters of notification were somehow confidential, and you were not supposed to talk to anyone about it.
They really kept that thing secret.
Yeah. So, late in December of 1939, some of us met again in Sinovich, which was the last railroad station before Peenemünde, and found our way through the little private railroad leading to the Peenemünde test station, and reported for duty, because they didn't say on the 2nd of January, they said on the 27th of December. Mm-hmm. But nobody was there at this time except for some guards and some duty officers. So we were just hanging around and getting quarters in one of the officers' billets or something similar to this. And after the new year, then activities started again. We were then, according to our background, assigned to certain sections and divisions. And since I just got my BS in mechanical engineering, I was assigned to the valve laboratory under the guidance of Helmut Zeuge, who was privately in a missile effort long time before, together with Klaus Friedel and of course Werner von Braun, already from Kummer's daughter. And he also was a relatively young man, and he set to work in developing all sorts of valves, mostly hydraulically or pneumatically operated remote control servo type valves, which were useful for the fuels that were already used at this time for experimental motors, namely liquid oxygen and alcohol of 80% approximately purity. Anyhow, this was, of course, for a young engineer, with all the secrecy and all the modern means around, a great thing to start out with the
appointment, right?
Certainly, we were all happy and very enthusiastic to be able to work there at Tiananmen, and hours didn't matter anything to us. We oftentimes stayed late into the night. If there was anything that had to be done urgently, and at this time there were quite a few projects going on already. Not to be too, but there was one project that we were pretty active in, the development of an auxiliary jet to jet assist for airplanes.
Oh, you're on that part?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Based on a hot engine, that means the engine working with the liquid oxygen. And it was about a one-ton engine, which was to be put into a neat streamlined gondola hung under the wing of an airplane, one on each side, and give this additional thrust on takeoff.